1.
This one intrigues me the most. I suppose it's because there's such a massive discrepancy between what was originally intended and the outcome. I mean, you don't really get much more of a contrast between a weapon of war and a children's toy, do you? So the engineer was working on a meter designed to monitor power on naval battleships when he dropped a tension spring which just kept bouncing around when it hit the ground. And there you have it, the slinky. I doubt that kids today are particularly interested in them, but back in the day, they were a must-have.
2.
Most people know about Alexander Fleming isolating penicillin mold by chance, but what really fascinates me as a research scientist is the work which went into its mass production. Two medical pioneers, Florey and Heatley, realised that Fleming's discovery wouldn't produce enough penicillin to treat people reliably, so set out to find a strain which could. One day, a lab assistant called Mary Hunt arrived with a mouldy melon from a local market. It transpired that the mould yielded 200 times more penicillin than previous versions. After enhancing it, the research team made it produce 1,000 times as much as Fleming's first batches. It was this simple process that saved millions of lives.
3.
My all-time favourite is probably the humble potato chip, or crisps to us. The reason I really love this invention story is that it shows how human ingenuity is often born from downright frustration. The story goes that a chef prepared fried potatoes which were sent back for being neither thin nor fried enough. When this happened repeatedly, he lost it, cut them as thin as he could, and fried them until they were brittle. The customer loved them and ordered more. Thus, the simple crisp snack was born.
4.
I was fascinated when I first heard how the technology behind the groundbreaking pacemaker was invented. There's a history of heart disease in my family, so this one has an emotive edge to it, I suppose. John Hopps, the electrical engineer who came up with the concept, was conducting research into the effects of hypothermia on human tissue. He'd been using radio frequency heating to restore body temperature. At some point, he realised that if a heart could be stopped by cooling, then it could be started again by artificial stimulation. It was a paradigm shift that has had profound results.
5.
Perhaps this one's a bit prosaic, but it's helped me out on more than one occasion. Whenever I overturn a glass of wine or spill a cup of coffee over the carpet, I say a little thank you to Patsy Sherman. She was a chemist for the multinational 3M and had been developing a rubber material which could withstand exposure to aviation fuels. During her experiments, some solution dropped on her shoes. As she continued her work, this area remained dirt-free, while the rest of her footwear became stained. She decided to retrace her steps through the experiment and eventually identified and isolated a stain-resistant compound, which we now know as Scotchgard.